Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI Radio in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. It's playoff football time here in Illinois, and we're all excited about what's ahead for the next 5 weeks or so. And, Jim, you showed me some information that in Utah, when they have a tiebreaker, they do something that's very unique and I would say extremely out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I know when we talk about the 256 qualifiers in Illinois, and we were talking about that probably ad nauseum last week when they announced the playoff pairings. When we determine tiebreakers in Illinois, basically they call it the tiebreaker points, and that basically equates to the amount of points or the amount of wins of your opponent on your schedule. So each win by your opponent equals a point. And then if it goes beyond that even, it's the number of wins of your defeated opponent. Seems pretty simple, but in Utah, they posted a story this week that if there is a three-way tie for a playoff spot, they have a single play-in game in Utah, featuring all three teams. That's right. One game, three teams. They flip a coin, and the team that wins the coin flip plays the second half. The other two teams play the first half. The winner of the first half advances to play the winner of the coin toss in the second half. And the winner of the second half gets the playoff spot. Brian, I kind of like that.
You know, I kind of do as well. At first, I was shaking my head saying, oh, that's crazy, and it's very advantageous to win that coin toss and get to play the second half. And then I'm thinking, well, that probably beats flipping a coin and going home if you lose, and also beats being on the outside looking in. So I guess you take any opportunity that you can get. And, yeah, I've never heard of a high school football game with three teams participating.
Well, and it's interesting from a radio perspective. What if you had to, what if you had to do that, right? And what so you're waiting to see if you're the team you cover wins the toss. If they don't, what do you do? If they play the first half, they lose and don't get to the second half. There's just a lot of things in play here, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. At least, I guess, one way or the other, you're going to have a half of football, but you just don't know exactly when, and you might have a full game. And, yeah, that would be very interesting to try to figure that out if you had that as a tiebreaker here.
All right. Well, 256 qualifiers alive and getting set for, I know, a 2A bracket in the north half that features a lot of great competition. I think you'll be covering Eastland Pearl City this weekend. I'll be covering Orion, and those aren't the only two good teams in that north bracket of 2A. There is a whole bunch, and it'll be interesting to see who the last team standing is out of the north in 2A, because whoever it is, I'll tell you what, they've earned it.
Yeah, it's a gauntlet. It's going to be a real challenge each and every week of the playoffs.
He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.